Crossbreed Holster Studios.
This is Armed American Radio.
You know, the right to bear arms is because that's the last form of defense against tyranny.
We're making the Second Amendment great again.
I am a very strong supporter of the Second Amendment.
Educating, informing, and entertaining responsibly armed citizens from coast to coast. Here is your host of Armed American Radio, Mark Walters.
And here we go again, right? Stephen Gutowski's awesome, wasn't he? Washington Free Beacon. Oh, man, he's good. Love him. Absolutely love him. And I'm looking forward to it. And if you're going to be at the Gun Rights Policy Conference next week, Saturday, 6 days from now, you're going to be able to meet me, Stephen Gutowski, Stacy Washington, Stacy on the right, and Mr. A.W.R. Hawkins, who is on the line and will be with me in just a second, the four of us on the panel. It's a great panel. We talk about media perspective and radio and writing and gun rights in that perspective, in that little bubble, and it is always, always a provocative panel at the Gun Rights Policy Conference coming up next weekend. So if you can be there, or if you're already scheduled to be there, man, I'm looking forward to seeing you. Make sure to come up and shake our paws. And then I found out yesterday I am that's right, I found out yesterday on Saturday that I am moderating the Sunday GRPC from 8 o'clock in the morning until 1 o'clock in the afternoon. So I will be there both days. And, of course, we'll be bringing the Monster Cast to you from that facility in Chicago at the Hyatt Regency O'Hare. Either we're going to tape some of it on Saturday so we can take advantage of all these great people that are in one place at the same time and bring them to you, where we're going to do it live and give you a recap. Haven't figured that out yet, but we have new technology to take with us to Chi-Town, so we will let you know. All right. This is always a good one. A.W.R. Hawkins from Breitbart News. A.W.R., let's jump right in, brother. So much going on. How are you today?
No, I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful, and I can't wait to see you at the GRPC. And I guess I should say, too, that we also have now Kurt Schilling committed. I spoke with Kurt yesterday. We got him wrapped up. He will be arriving Friday evening, speaking Saturday, and we're really looking forward to that. And I know you and I will probably have a nice little conversation with Kurt when we get the chance.
Oh, Kurt. I love you, Kurt.
Oh, Kurt. I love me some Kurt. Of course, you and I are regulars on the Kurt Schilling podcast, the Kurt Schilling Show, the Kurt Schilling podcast, every Tuesday on 2A Tuesday. So we're going to have some fun with Kurt Schilling. It's going to be a big deal, and I don't know if you knew this or not, AWR, just for the benefit of the listener, too, and those of you who might be showing up at the GRPC, it is in record-breaking territory, pushing close to 1,000 attendees already. So that number will probably go up. Nonetheless, it's going to be a great time. AWR, I've been talking a lot about freedom of speech issues. Google your news outlet, Breitbart News, broke what I think is absolutely game-changing audio when it comes to the right to keep and bear arms, not just conservative speech, but I want to focus it and tailor it to the right to bear arms, because Google is vehemently anti-gun. The companies they control are anti-gun. The people that work for them are anti-gun. And we just saw, based on what Breitbart leaked on that unbelievable, astonishing tape, that their management is built of nothing but snowflakes. And as they talk to their organization, another group of snowflakes, can this organization, can gun owners ever trust Google again to get a fair shake?
Not in my opinion. I mean, you know, I love how they would say, they try to say, well, these are our personal feelings. We don't let our personal feelings, right, you know, interfere with the way we do business, this and that. But it's too late for that. We've had tech giants, you know, big tech, from YouTube to Facebook to Twitter to Google, down the line. You know, Google Play, it was just Google Play that recently cut off Gun Broker's app. Right. So I'm sorry, it's just not going to work. I don't think there's a way they'll recover and gain anyone's favor again as far as gun owners go. It doesn't mean Google won't survive, but it just means that they're never going to be trustworthy. That's my opinion.
I agree with you 100%. You know, I had a play on words last week when I was talking about it a little bit, and I mentioned, you know, that we had to do something. I said, you know, something has to be done. And no one picked up. I got no email from my listeners. I thought for sure somebody was going to beat me up. And I did it intentionally just to see what kind of response I would get. Because here I am going, you know what? We got to do something about this. Well, nobody caught that play on words, because what do the anti-gunners and the gun prohibitionists, the professionals, always say? We have to do something while proposing absolutely nothing. I asked Alan Gottlieb what we needed to do. He said, look, we're looking at potential government regulation to stop this from happening. Here was my take. I don't like regulating businesses. I'm a capitalist. I'm a conservative. I want to deregulate business. But this is a different type of business. You're going to see a new body of law emerge from this, because this company, with what they control and the amount, a vast amount of information that we can't even wrap our heads around, that what they control has the ability to shut down me and this program, you and your podcast, maybe who sees or finds you on the internet. This is more utility stuff that I think now that you're seeing the evidence come in of the stifling of free speech and cutting out gun owners, as you just mentioned before, you go to the YouTube videos and the Google apps and everything else that are banning all this stuff. At some point in time, when we say we need to do something, we want to protect a right. We're righteous. We want to see to it we don't lose a right. They want to take away when they say they want to do something. Agreed?
Agreed. Yeah, they want a limit. They only want information that agrees with them to be findable. And so, you know, I was watching this morning reading, you know, London Times reporting that Mike Bloomberg wants to run for president. Right. If he does, then what will happen with Google is they'll suppress searches that show the good news about Donald Trump, and they will protect the searches that show the far left news about Bloomberg and all of the policies that they support. And so at the start, it'll be unfair in that way on the Google platform. That's how they're going to roll.
Yeah, you are, I think right now, all of us collectively are looking at a new body of law. I think we're going to see some form of regulation here at some point in time. I think you're seeing Congress discuss it now that the rhetoric is beginning to heat up. You have the arrogance of Google not showing up at congressional hearings. We see the evidence of exactly what you're talking about, AWR, and we already know that 97% of the coverage of Donald Trump is already negative, yet Donald Trump continues to win. This is powerful stuff. We're in new territory here, and gun owners, you need to be paying very careful attention to this, because it's you that they are singling out, not just conservatives, but they are in particularly zeroing in on you and your right to see, hear, and watch what you choose to see, hear, and watch or find on their systems, which are incredibly powerful. So we'll keep you posted on this. We're not going to let this drop. Oh, boy. AWR, I love a great happy ending story. And you wrote on the 13th, concealed permit holder intervenes, shoots at suspect who shot officer of all places in Illinois. What gives here?
Right. You know, this is a wild story. I mean, officers had to box a guy in to get him to pull over. He pulls over, and then he jumps out of the car immediately and starts shooting at the officers before they can get out of the cruiser. So they're trapped. And then he took off on foot, and an officer chased him on foot, and he kept shooting behind himself at the officer. And this concealed carry permit holder stopped his car, jumped out, and shot at the suspect. And I know you think I'm making it up, because the New York Times says concealed carry permit holders rarely contribute to, use their guns to stop crime. But even though the New York Times said that, this happened. And this guy, the police chief in Cicero, Illinois, was grateful that this concealed carry permit holder was there.
I did. I had to go back and fact check you. I thought you were lying to me. I thought for sure you were making this up just to make it look good, maybe for the upcoming show we could talk about, or maybe for your podcast, or maybe when we're on with Kurt Schilling. But I went in and fact-checked it, and damn, dude, it really did happen. Gabby Giffords doesn't want to say anything. Greg, what are we looking at time-wise here? About 2 minutes to go. Okay, yeah, so we got some time to talk about this a little bit. The reason I think this is important, number one, I love the fact it happened in Illinois. Number two, I love the fact it happened. Because doesn't it prove yet again that if the media were honest about the coverage, that Americans would view, not because Americans view it favorably anyway, but more people would know that Americans view our right to bear arms differently if the media covered this stuff properly, right?
Right. Correctly. You're right. I mean, here, this story's got it all, as you indicate, including the police chief praising the citizen for opening fire on the suspect. So, you know, this could have been worse for all we know without the armed citizen taking some action. And it would be nice if every now and then, just every now and then, CNN could drop the ban AR-15s mantra and just say, hey, today an armed citizen used a handgun to save a cop's life. Just that much. That would be great if they could just do it.
Yeah, I wish they would, and I wish they would take this from the Chicago Tribune. Here's the actual headline from the Chicago Tribune as you lead to us in your piece at Breitbart. Cicero's top cop praises concealed gun holder who fired at suspect after officer shot. We were lucky enough to have a citizen on the street there who is a concealed carry holder, and he engaged in gunfire with the suspect. My God, that's absolutely classic. The hair's rising up on the back of my neck. I've got goosebumps when I read that. I kid you not. Theater of the mind. I wish I could send you the photo. It gave me goosebumps to read that. We'll be back with AWR Hawkins from Breitbart News right after this. Don't go away. It's going to get really good. Okay, Armed American Radio fan, I'm sure you know by now that I am proud member number 32 of the USCCA, member number 32, and I'm very proud of that. They're on a mission to protect responsibly armed Americans just like us, and right now, they're smack dab in the middle of one of their biggest gun giveaways ever. They want to give you 10 free chances to win the gun of your dreams. So what gun's calling your name, right? Maybe it's a classic 1911 or a new SIG. Well, get your chance to get it for free right now. Simply text FREE, F-R-E-E, to the number 87222. For the official rules and to instantly lock in your 10 free chances to win. It's that simple. Just get your phone out right now and text FREE, F-R-E-E, to the number 87222. But this all ends next Friday. Don't miss out. This is way too easy and way too valuable to pass up. Text FREE, F-R-E-E, to 87222 right now. That's it. Just imagine getting 1,500 for doing something so easy. Get your 10 free chances to win. Text F-R-E-E to the number 87222. Good luck.
Boondocks Firearms Training Academy, located just outside Jackson, Mississippi, is the finest firearms training facility in the Southeast. We offer a wide range of courses, including beginner, intermediate, and advanced handgun courses with low light and force-on-force scenarios in our state-of-the-art shoot house. Other classes include defensive shotgun and rifle, active shooter, hand-to-hand, lethal force simulator, and more. Visit us at boondocksfta.com. Use promo code AAR when you book your training and save 10%.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at intothefrayvideo.com. That's intothefrayvideo.com.
The Gun Box is the ultimate quick and accessible handgun safe, ideal for securing your firearm when not carrying on your person. Our cutting-edge technology and innovative safety features provide peace of mind while storing your handgun on a nightstand, desk, countertop, or anywhere you might need fast access. With the simple swipe of a finger, press of a custom key code, or the wave of an RFID card or fob, the Gun Box opens in seconds. Our modern design and sleek lines not only make it a great addition to any space, but is the perfect reason to bring your everyday carry gun out from hiding in the closet or the basement safe. Asking yourself, will my concealed carry weapon fit in the gun box? The answer is yes, as the gun box fits most full-size handguns with room to spare for extra magazines, a blade, and other items you carry for protection. The gun box was designed to be your go-to gun safe and is absolutely the best alternative for fast and reliable handgun storage. Visit us at thegunbox.com for more information and to buy today.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. You're listening to Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast. Now back to Mark Walters.
Indeed. Welcome back to these Crossbreed Holster Studios. Make sure to visit crossbreedholsters.com and take advantage of the discounts that you see up on the page right there. There's a couple different ones up there. If you want to bet the best holster for your gun to ride in, that's it, bar none. I'm carrying in a Super Tuck right now. I have a Glock 19X in a Super Tuck right now. I was cutting my grass with my John Deere tractor a few days ago. And man, I got snakes around my area out at AAR Ranch. I've already killed one copperhead this year. I don't like copperheads. I don't like rattlesnakes. I don't like things that can take me down. You know, I'd hate to live 57 years and have some goofy rodent with no arms knock me out of the game. So I carry a gun with snake shot when I'm out there and I'm down by the creek in the holler down at the ranch on the John Deere tractor doing what I do. And I was carrying in a Super Tuck just a couple days ago doing that as well. And I had a big revolver there with some really nice snake shot in it. It was wonderful. But, you know, so check out the Crossbreeds, crossbreedholsters.com. Also, text FREE, the word free, FREE to 87222, and 110 of you are going to win one $1,500 prize from the USCCA, giving out $15,000 in 10 $1,500 prizes for you to buy the gun of your dreams, whatever you want or whatever combination you want. I don't care if you buy 15 high points. Whatever you want to do, you can do it. Text the word free, FREE, to 87222. Let's go back to the AWR Hawkins Breitbart News hotline into the Armed American Radio Crossbreed Holster studio line. AWR, cop shot during gunfight, puts another magazine and pistol, calls his own ambulance. This is a really good feel-good story, I think. I mean, I take it that way anyway. I hate the fact that cops in a gunfight, but this is real life in America. Cops have been engaging in gunfights with bad guys since the country was founded, and this occurred in Denver, Colorado. What happened here?
Well, this cop and his partner were walking. They're cops. They wear shorts. You'll see that in some of the bigger cities. They wear shorts if they're on bicycles or they're walking. And someone flagged them down, let them know, hey, someone just tried to rob the store over here. And anyway, they can see the suspect, and they're calling him to raise his hands or show his hands. And instead, he spins around and opens fire. I believe he shot five rounds. One of the rounds hit the officer. And another round hit a bystander, and the police officer, his immediate response is 13 rounds back at him, and that's that. So the would-be robbers checked out of this world. But after the policeman was hit, he just drops a mag. His partner's going, you're hit. He's going, I'm hit. And he just drops a mag, puts another mag in, and his partner puts a tourniquet on his leg while he's standing up with his gun on the perp. While he's standing there like that, his partner's kneeled down, putting a tourniquet on his leg where he was shot. And then the cop calls in an ambulance, lets him know he's been shot. And it was just very calm. And his partner said, you know, you can sit down. I'll get this. He's like, no, I'm not letting this guy go. And anyway, it was a great story, as you say, a feel-good story. Here's an officer. I don't know that he's got anything to gain by staying on the perp as he did, but he just finished the task and just – courageous man, and kudos to him.
It's pure dedication. You know, this shows us an awful lot. This is tactical training at its best, and you get to see this stuff and hear it. And this reminded me of the old Wyatt Earp saying, you know, you got to hurry up and slow down to be accurate with your weapons. And these guys found themselves in a life and death situation, and their training came out. And they were, they were as cool as cucumbers in the situation under the circumstances, right? But they're right. Acting as they're supposed to act, and you're right. This guy's checked out of this world. That's the way it's supposed to be. And I feel absolutely no remorse for him whatsoever. And if you look at what gets me even more is when you look at the street. Listen, I'm painting a theater of the mind picture for you when you watch this. You could be walking down the street or putting a dime or a quarter or whatever the hell you put in a parking meter in today's day and age, a debit card or credit card nowadays, and this is unfolding out of the blue in front of you, and it would be completely surreal. Lives were saved because of the actions of these guys, right, AWR?
Oh, exactly. And I'm going to tell you what, it's pretty amazing if you think about it, too. The officer, as I say, fired 13 rounds over some distance. That he didn't hit an innocent also goes to his training. And I say that I say that with respect to him. I mean, he was, it was game on, and this, they knew this guy was a threat, and the district attorney has already ruled that the officer was in the right, will face no ramifications for what he did, and that's that. And that's how it should be.
It is how it should be. If you're getting shot at, a cop should be able to shoot back. Getting a little right. Sick and tired of this political correctness out there, okay? Yeah, when a bad cop does something bad, you're going to look at it. But in a situation like this, I mean, just like the DA said, uh-uh, nope, nice shoot, officer. That's what Masoud Ayoub would say. Well, it was a nice shoot. It was a good shoot. That's exactly what A.W.R. Hawkins would say. Or what A.W.R. Hawkins, what Masoud Ayoub would say. That's exactly how he would say it. Well, that was a good shoot. A.W.R., but I got to go here to Michelle Obama for a minute, as much as I hate to do it. But you wrote about it, and I understand the irony here, but I want you to tell it. Your piece is titled, Michelle Obama Visiting Chicago to Sell Books as City's Body Count Mounts. She's in Chicago selling books. Shouldn't she be in Chicago putting the books aside and, oh, I don't know, maybe putting her money where her mouth is and marching down the street to, quote-unquote, end gun violence, and maybe bring some friends like David Hogg and, oh, I don't know, maybe Gabby Giffords and Shannon Watts and Michael Bloomberg and the orange T-shirt clad mom. Shouldn't they be doing that instead of making money?
Right. No, you're exactly right. I mean, the body count got so high that even Rahm Emanuel had to pull out. And you know that was bad. And so, yeah, it's shameful that she's going to go there now and try to make a little money. But that's how leftists work, and it's particularly how the Obamas work. Me, 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 me. You remember when Barack Obama announced the death of Osama bin Laden? I can't remember how many times he said me. But, you know, he and Michelle aren't very far apart on that kind of deal. And so she's going to go right there and, I guess, wade through the blood to get to the podium and give her speech. But, you know, ironically, she's going to tell her story of growing up on the South Side. Well, it's right. The South Side right now where innocent boys and girls are getting mowed down daily. And I haven't heard her say a word about it.
I haven't either. You know, and I chuckled about this when you said Rahm Emanuel pulled out. Here's why. The two of us have been covering this, unlike anybody else I know, at least on a national scale, and using this media outlet that we have to do it and your outlet at Breitbart to do it. And when you're a guest elsewhere, the two of us do it together with Kurt Schilling on the Kurt Schilling Show on 2A Tuesdays every week. We've been doing it for a couple years. And the mainstream press has begun to pick up on this, and that's a good thing, but they're not drilling it down like they should be. I think the cop that you reported on that praised the concealed carry permit holder is a huge step in the right direction, and I'm glad to see the Chicago Tribune cover it. But you know what? They're going to give more coverage to Michelle Obama being in town than they did that, and I think that's a shame. And you're right. Let's talk briefly. We've got about 20 seconds, so let's turn it over to you. Rahm Emanuel pulled out. I am convinced that Mayor Daley did not run again and seek re-election because he was outed on the gun issue after the McDonald decision. Could we be turning a corner in Chicago? Yes or no, you think?
Yeah. I'm going to give it a strong maybe. I've just learned to be pessimistic with that city. But you do see things that are good happening right now.
You do. When we come back from the break, we will continue on with segment 3 in Armed American Radio's Hour 2 in the Monster Cast. Be back with A.W.R. Hawkins from Breitbart News right after this. Don't go away.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions because, believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Okay, Armed American Radio fan, I'm sure you know by now that I am proud member number 32 of the USCCA, member number 32, and I'm very proud of that. They're on a mission to protect responsibly armed Americans just like us, and right now, they're smack dab in the middle of one of their biggest gun giveaways ever. They want to give you 10 free chances to win the gun of your dreams. So what gun's calling your name, right? Maybe it's a classic 1911 or a new SIG. Well, get your chance to get it for free right now. Simply text FREE, F-R-E-E, to the number 87222. For the official rules and to instantly lock in your 10 free chances to win. It's that simple. Just get your phone out right now and text FREE, F-R-E-E, to the number 87222. But this all ends next Friday. Don't miss out. This is way too easy and way too valuable to pass up. Text FREE, F-R-E-E, to 87222 right now. That's it. Just imagine getting $1,500 for doing something so easy. Get your 10 free chances to win. Text F-R-E-E to the number 87222. Good luck.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become their first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. That's why hundreds of thousands of responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll get 4 free chances to win a new gun. Just go to oneofourguns.com. That's the number 1 of the number 4 guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim the chance to win the free gun of your dreams.
Hi, it's Mark. You've probably heard me mention the USCCA recently, right? I do it all the time. Of course, they're the best. Well, today I'm going to tell you about what happened to one of their members and how the USCCA stepped in to help. Buddy Shepard is a veteran, a former police officer, and he's a father. But one day, the screwed-up legal system turned on him. You see, when his daughter's angry ex-boyfriend threatened to hurt Buddy's family and showed up on his doorstep with a gang of thugs, he did what any responsibly armed American would do. He protected his family. But when the cops showed up, they arrested Buddy. He faced years in jail and an expensive legal battle he couldn't afford. So Buddy called the USCCA. He got the help and money he needed to beat the charges against him and go home. So ask yourself, what if this happened to you tomorrow? Shouldn't someone have your back too? That's why I want you to go to usccaonair.com today to learn how the USCCA can help protect you. Because you need to have a plan. Again, that's usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. Go there. That's usccaonair.com. And I'll see you on the radio. Hey, welcome back. This segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by MyPillow. MyPillow.com. AAR's promo code. Use it. Mike Lindell supports this program. He's a staunch supporter of this program. You heard me with him at the Minnesota State Fair back on August 26th. He's a great guy. He loves our right to bear arms. He's got one hell of a life story. And this is a guy who understands our values and lives it every day. And his success, he uses his success to give back. And he's giving back to us to help us grow this program. AAR is the promo code. Everybody benefits. You get a great pillow. You can sleep better at night. AAR benefits. With the kickbacks that we get, the money that comes back in through that promo code that helps us grow the show is wonderful. And you get a good program, you get a good product. And what else happens? Capitalism at work, because MyPillow also makes money and we all benefit from this. And it's wonderful. Love the promo codes. And I can't thank Mike Lindell enough for doing that for us and helping fund the growth of this radio program over time. And to all of you new affiliates, you're here in large part because we have those resources, because of great people like that. It's wonderful. AWR Hawkins, welcome back into the program, brother. I'm going to go back on this Emmanuel thing for just a second, because you point out in this piece, and I think it bears repeating, at least 28 were shot during the August 24th, 27th weekend, and more than 50 were shot in Mayor Rahm Emanuel, Chicago, during the weekend of August 18th to the 21st, six fatally. At least 33 people were shot in Chicago during the weekend of August 10th through the morning of August 13th, and more than 70 were shot August 3rd through the 6th, with 11 dying from their wounds. The Sun-Times reported, as you remind us, that the number of shooting victims in Chicago was well over 2,000 by the end of August. Amid the gut-wrenching violence You tell us Emanuel announced he will not seek a third term in office. Michelle Obama, however, will be there November 13 to talk about herself. Oh, bravo. Well said. Thank you for that.
Well, I mean, that's,
seriously,
that's just where the rubber meets the road on that deal. You know, she's that's what she's going to do. She wants to be sure she gets a little time to talk about Michelle. So that's great. But we've got people dying in the streets.
We can't overstate that. And if listener, if you want to see these numbers for yourself and you want to fact check us, just Google it. Chicago Tribune, Chicago shootings. You'll get everything you need to know. Notice I said Google it. Did you see that? By default. See? This. Yeah. Be very careful attention to what's going on here. All right. Gun control fail. We're going to go to California for a minute. Oh, by the way, you and I will be in Chicago in about 4 days together, and I can't wait. We're going to be in the belly of the beast at the Gun Rights Policy Conference, AWR. Can't wait to see you there. Can't wait to speak on that panel with you and Stephen Gutowski and Stacey Washington. All right. California gun control fail. What? Man shoots and kills five in Bakersfield. I looked at that and I thought, no, this can't be. I have to wait to talk about this. I didn't want to talk about it on the daytime show. I wanted to talk with you about it for a reason, because yet again, are you, as my kids used to say when they were little, are you tricking me?
Are you tricking me?
Are you tricking me?
That's funny. I used to say that. Here's the deal. I'm not tricking you. Guy shot five folks and then shot himself. He shot them at three different locations, a trucking business, a sports sporting goods store, and then at a home. But, yeah, I really thought, man, am I tricking myself? Because California has universal background checks, a 10-day waiting period. You have to get a firearm safety certificate before you can buy a firearm. They have an assault weapons ban. They only let you buy ammo from in-state. You can only buy handguns that are state-approved on a certain roster. They barely allow anybody to even conceal carry via their good cause requirement. They've banned campus carry altogether. They're getting ready to put more ammunition control in place. They limit you to one handgun a month purchases. I mean, I'm going through the litany, and I'm thinking, surely it's not possible that with all those gun controls, evil people are still killing folks. But I guess it is. So I guess that proves the bigger point that we've always made. Gun control doesn't do anything to stop an evil person. It just makes it harder for the law-abiding to be armed for self-defense. If this story had gone right, I'd say, let's say the story had happened in Texas, Arkansas, or Oklahoma. And there are numerous other states where it could have happened. But I'm saying, let's say it happened in one of those. My guess is at the very first location, which would have been the trucking business, this perp would have taken a .357 Magnum to his forehead, and that would have been the end of it. But in a state where everybody is disarmed and they learn to live disarmed, you're a sitting duck no matter where you are. That's what this story taught me.
Yeah, you weren't tricking us. I went back here and thought, nope, he's not tricking us. Kern County Sheriff Donnie Youngblood, from your piece, indicates the attacker then carjacked a vehicle. And I want to throw that carjack in, too, because I'm pretty sure there's a federal law against carjacking, and I'm pretty sure California enforces their anti-carjacking laws, too. So how could he possibly have carjacked anybody?
Right. Well, and I thought, and I'm probably crazy, I thought that there were laws against murder. And,
yeah.
And I thought that, you know, there are just a bunch of different laws that I'm probably crazy about. But you're right, theft and different types of theft, grand larceny, different, you know, auto theft, different kinds of laws I thought already existed. But not one of them mattered to this guy. Not one.
I find that very, yeah. It's just, and there's going to be some dope socialist in California that is going to propose another law, because they have to do something when something that they define, which is infringements on our rights. And you just went down the litany, to use your word, of them. And there were more that you didn't cover, because we couldn't go into what guns this guy's not allowed to carry. In addition, we don't have enough time in the hour to do that. Some dopey socialist is going to propose something so that this never happens again in the future. And then guess what will happen? It will happen again in the future, because those dopey socialists have not yet quite figured out that they can't legislate evil. But wait a minute, they're not trying to legislate evil. They're trying to make it difficult for more people to buy guns. thinking and hoping that their new additional law might just eventually be that one that breaks the camel's back, and we know that's not going to be the case. All right, time. I'm clocks are down. Greg, how are we doing for time-wise? Doing good for time? Good. All right. I got to go here because I'm looking through. You got so much fun stuff here that I wanted to cover with you. But one that when I see a headline like this, AWR, I could go two ways. I could either jump up and yell because I'm so happy, or I can just sit there and feel the goosebumps. Here's the headline. Suspect tries to steal car with five-year-old in back seat, gets shot dead by child's father. And again, I echo, bravo. Because this is the way this is supposed to happen. And you correct me if I'm wrong. Isn't this the way this is supposed to happen?
Yeah, you're not wrong at all. I mean, that child's dad came to her rescue and took the guy out. The dad is also must have a slight deal of athletic ability, and I don't say that lightly. He shot the guy, then was able to slip into the car, gain control of it before it crashed, and roll it to a stop, thus making sure his daughter didn't get hurt in any way. And that's just how it goes. And I know you and I have said this so many times, and we're guarded in the way we say it because you don't want to seem like you're cold-hearted, but I don't care about the guy he killed.
Right.
People keep saying, oh, the guy he killed had a one-year-old baby. Well, guess what? Should have been home with his one-year-old baby instead of stealing cars. So I don't care about the guy he killed. What I care about is that five-year-old and that father, and they're both fine. And so that's that.
Well, you know, this loser also had a criminal record, as you point out, including a May 2016 guilty verdict for breaking into a car in suburban Boca Raton. He was also arrested in November 2016 for not appearing in court on charges of driving without a license. You know, this guy, this is just a criminal going down the road of being a criminal. Greg, time again, one more time. I'm sorry. Oh, 60 seconds. Good. We've got about another minute. Good. We're rock and rolling here. Listen, cold-hearted, you got to be kidding me, right? Let me take it a step further. He absolutely should have been home with his kid, number one, and not out stealing cars and robbing people and try to deprive another American of their life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness, because if you do that, you lose your right to all three of the above instantly, as I often say. And you know what else I say, listener? Guess what? If you die in the process, boo-hoo. You got what you earned. You got what you deserved. And don't look to me for any sympathy whatsoever. This man and his five-year-old daughter are alive, and guess what? So is the 12-year-old he was going into the barbershop to get. Bravo! Bravo! I'll be back with AWR Hawkins to round out this hour right after this.
Hi, Armed American Radio listeners. If you are looking for a less lethal self-defense tool, check out the Taser Pulse. It is compact, easy to use, and doesn't require a license in most states. Using technology trusted by law enforcement, the Taser Pulse can be deployed from a distance of 15 feet and delivers a 30-second cycle, giving users the time they need to find safety. And if your device is left at the scene, Taser's Safe Escape program will replace it free of charge. With Taser Self-Defense, have the confidence and protection to live fearlessly.
Ever since I got my Taser Pulse, I don't worry about creepers when I'm out in the evenings or on runs by myself. I have class late at night, and it's comforting knowing I have my Taser device if I ever need to protect myself when I'm walking home from campus.
Taser Self-Defense is the leading brand in less lethal self-defense technology. Visit buy.taser.com and use the code AAR for 15% off the purchase of a consumer Taser device. That's buy.taser.com with the code AAR for 15% off.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American.
And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeThereProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The Six Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeThereProtector.com.
Hey, it's Mark. You know, I'm a firm believer in fate. You know that about me, right? Things happen for a reason. I believe that. Back to that in a second. Like most Americans, I have trouble sleeping, and the pillow always seemed to be one of the root causes. I got tired of a flat pillow, and I got tired of waking up with headaches at all hours of the night. So I tried the MyPillow, and guess what? It works. And here's where fate comes in. Mike Lindell, the founder of MyPillow, was a recent guest on this show talking about freedom. Mike found out I'm a 2-year customer of his and has offered you a huge deal on his amazing product. You're going to get a 10-year warranty on a pillow that won't go flat, a 60-day money-back guarantee, and their machine wash and dryable. To get 50% discount off of a 4-pack of pillows, go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Special, or call 800-544-8939 and use promo code AAR to get 50% off 2 MyPillow premium pillows and 2 Go Anywhere pillows. 800-544-8939 or go to MyPillow.com and use promo code AAR. Now you can sleep tight.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. You're listening to Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast. Now back to Mark Walters.
Two of my favorite in the world, Mike Gallagher and the Rolling Stones. What a great combination that is. Welcome back inside the Crossbreed Holster Studios as we round out hour two of Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast from the Crossbreed Holster Studios with one of my favorite people on earth, certainly one of the funnest people I've ever met in my life, the most knowledgeable, the most witty, and that is, and I don't use this enough, and I probably should, Dr. A.W.R. Hawkins, Ph.D. And we don't say that enough, and I need to emphasize that a little bit more often. Before I go back to A.W.R. quickly, F-R-E-E, text F-R-E-E to 87222. And see if you can win one of those $1,500 prizes. I've been telling you this during the weekly show, and I think I mentioned it last week. You can win this stuff. For 2 years, I'm season ticket holder at the Braves, and every game they put up a thing on the Jumbotron, text such and such to this number to win a free Coors Light. I've been trying to win it for 2 years. I won a free Coors Light last week when I was at the Red Sox game. It was a beautiful thing, just by texting something. So you can win this stuff, okay? I'd rather have the $1,500. Let's go back to A.W.R. Hawkins, Breitbart News. Two stories I want to cover with you now. I'm going to save the free speech one for last because that's the way we open the show. We'll slide into home with that one. But this one here kills me. And I know you got a ton of response on this. Professor shoots himself with .22 pistol to protest Donald Trump. What the hell are you talking? Are you tricking me? Are you tricking me?
That is so funny. Yeah, he goes... So the professor carries a .22 pistol onto a gun-free campus, goes into a bathroom in a gun-free building, shoots himself in the arm to protest Donald Trump, comes out bleeding, and collapses. Now, he probably collapsed from the sight of blood because he shot himself, as I say, in the arm with a .22. Now, the .22s can be pretty deadly, you know, if you shoot yourself in the skull or in the... chest cavity. It'll bounce around in there and you'll eventually bleed out. But this shooting himself in the arm, he proves he wasn't trying to kill himself. He's just being ignorant. And now what's he do? Now he lives to it, faces all kinds of gun charges. And last I checked, Donald Trump's still president and my tax cut's still valid. So sorry about your luck. That's how that goes.
But, you know, there's even a better note in here, and I'm glad you left it for me, because this guy, his name, the professor's name is Mark J. Byrd. He shot himself, as AWR just said, in a bathroom on campus, then stumbled out bleeding before he collapsed. He had taped a $100 Benjamin to the mirror prior to the shooting as a tip to the janitor for cleaning up the mess. Man, you can't make this stuff up. You just cannot make this stuff up. $100 ain't enough, dude, you cheapskate. Oh, wow, yeah. We've all got our tax cuts. Donald Trump is still president. And this kind of stuff is, I thought this is another one of those things. The theme has been some of the stuff you wrote about this week at Breitbart. I just thought you were tricking me again. I just thought you were tricking me. This couldn't possibly.
I try not to trick you. But then, here's the thing. The left is consistently giving us that situation you describe when you say a fact is stranger than fiction or life is stranger than fiction. And, you know, you'll hear people say that. And this is what they mean. I mean, the left has come completely un- Donald Trump was supposed to be out of office a long time ago. And now it looks like he's going to finish his first term. He's going to run for a second term. Big crowds are showing up to hear him. This is a nightmare for the left. And they're just coming unglued. And the things they're doing are unbelievable. But I'm not making them up. I'm not making them up. They're making them up for us.
They truly are. Yeah, this is we'll close this one out here. Bird faces charges. This lunatic faces charges now in a gun for firing a gun in a gun-free zone, also for carrying a concealed weapon without a permit and possessing a dangerous weapon on school property. I'm pretty sure one of those is at least a felony, is it not?
Yeah, I believe I can't remember which one of them is, but I know one of them is a felony. Yeah, okay. Basically. I can't quit laughing. This is the funniest thing ever. I mean, I'd love to meet this guy one day just to laugh in his face.
It is incredible, man. It just incredible that what they go. And, you know, I believe that this guy thinks that he probably wasn't going to get in any trouble for doing what he did because it was a protest. And they were going to think it was some kind of, you know, intelligentsia. This is the left for you today. All right, let's slide into home base. Round third here, and go back to free speech, which has been a recurring theme on this program and my daily show for about a month and a half now since Cody Wilson and everything else. Court strikes California handgun advertising ban as First Amendment violation. I spoke with Stephen Gutowski about what he wrote about the piece. Now I want to wrote about the subject. Now I want to get your perspective on this because I am very concerned about what I'm seeing when you have companies like Google stopping people. You know, Alex Jones has been disappeared. And I ask you, when does Google want to stop you from hearing me? And when do you think they're going to want to stop you from hearing AWR's podcast or reading his work and not pulling him up on a search engine, the SEO search engine optimization routines? When is that going to happen? Now we got this in California, AWR, you couldn't even put a picture up of the product that you were selling legally and constitutionally protected.
Right, right. But, you know, Judge Nunley did a good job, I believe, in explaining it's a clear violation of the First Amendment. And in making clear already that the Supreme Court has already shared the position that his decision reflects. So even a pre-Kavanaugh court is already against the California law. That was the judge's point. And I think that's important. That's heartening for those of us in the gun community to understand. But yeah, this was stupid. This would be like if you were a dishwasher salesman and you had a department store, you could sell your dishwashers, but you couldn't put up posters with pictures of the dishwashers so that people knew how they looked, so that people could look at the posters and decide which dishwasher would look best in their kitchen. You could not do that. That's what this law did for people who sold guns in California, and there's an injunction against it now, and these gun store owners will not have to abide by that silly law.
Bacara, the AG, and well said, by the way, Bacara, the AG in California, was asked whether or not they were going to appeal. They said they are looking at it. They don't know. I'm going to give you my take on this. I don't think they're going to, and here's why. They know there's no way they can achieve victory in this. But that doesn't stop a leftist, socialist, gun-grabbing, gun-prohibitionist hater who doesn't care about spending taxpayer dollars to try to make a point, because to them it's not the outcome. It's the means to it. It's the ability to hinder you and try to push it to another level before some court 4 or 5 years down the road renders this same decision again. I don't think he's going to. I think this was such a blatant violation of the First Amendment. And let's not forget to point out that the judge in this case was an Obama appointee. I think they thought they were going to get a better ruling than this, because we saw what happened in Washington. Laws don't matter, right? We can just avoid it. Yeah, I don't think they're going to do it. What do you think? You think they might appeal this?
I guess there's always a chance, but when you ask a leftist if they're going to appeal and they waffle, that usually means they're not, but they don't want to show their hand, because usually they're very boisterous if they're going to appeal. Yeah, we're going to appeal. We're going to win. And if that's not their response, then I already know that what you said is correct, Mark. They've already seen the writing on the wall. This is not a winner for them.
Yeah, that's what I think is getting ready to happen. Okay. All right. Now, AWR, first, let me thank you. I'm looking forward to seeing you next week. Thanks for jumping on the show with me again. As you do every single week, the insight, the wit, wisdom, the humor, everything's great. I thank you. I really did think you were tricking us a lot this week with these goofy stories that are out there, but as you prove every single week, it's not us, it's the leftists. You can't make this stuff up. You just can't make it up, and God bless them for continuing to throw us the content. AWR, thank you. I'll see you next week. Got it?
See you.
All right. Listen. Oh, God, such great. I wish I had more time, but I don't for this hour, but I will be back in just a few minutes. But as I tell you every week, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never, ever, ever leave your cave without your club. Oh, boy. We'll be back in the next hour of Armed American Radio, Hour 3, to wrap up this week. And then I hope to meet you at the Gun Rights Policy Conference. See you in just a few minutes.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom
on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.
Hey there, Mark Walters here. If you're a gun owner like me, or honestly, if you just really like getting free stuff, and you know I do, I talk about it all the time, you should head over to armedandresponsible.com right now. Seriously, there's always something great from the USCCA just waiting for you at armedandresponsible.com. Sometimes it's a free USCCA gun giveaway, sometimes it's free training, but it's always worth a few seconds to check it out. After all, how often can you just type a few words and get something for free? It only takes a few seconds. Plus, anytime you go to armedandresponsible.com, you're going to find something to help you along your journey as a responsibly armed American. And that's what it's all about. The USCCA is the absolute leader when it comes to providing the education, training, and financial and legal protection gun owners need. Plus, they just love giving away free stuff, and I'm a big fan. Remember, these great free bonuses disappear regularly, so you're going to want to head over right now to see what's there today. You don't want to miss it. Head over to armedandresponsible.com right now. That's armedandresponsible.com. armedandresponsible.com.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back," and then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.